Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 104, featuring Neil Pasricha of 1000awesomethings.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. Welcome back to another special edition of Optimal Living Daily, where we're celebrating the 100th episode this week by hearing authors read their own content to you instead of me for a change. I'm Justin Mollick, of course, and today is a brand new author to join OLD, and that is Neil Pasricha of 1000awesomethings.com. He's been incredibly successful with his blog, which won the Webby Award for Best Blog, and that led to him being a New York Times bestselling author of the Book of Awesome series, which spent over 5 years on bestseller lists and sold over 1 million copies. On top of that, he's a Harvard MBA and one of the most popular TED speakers of all time. So he's going to be reading to you a portion of his new book called The Happiness Equation, which just debuted as number one on the Globe's international bestseller list. So huge congrats to Neil on his book launch. You can check out The Happiness Equation. I've linked it at oldpodcast.com/happy, so you can take a look there. And today he's going to be sharing a chapter from that called 7 Ways to Be Happy Right Now, which I thought was perfect for us. So without further ado, I welcome Neil to Optimal Living Daily, and let's start optimizing your life.
Chapter 5, 7 Ways to Be Happy Right Now. How do you be happy first? For this chapter, we look to the emerging field of positive psychology. What's that? It's not fluffy lollipop experiments. Professors of psychology Martin Seligman and Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi are called the fathers of positive psychology because of their passion for cold, hard facts. As they put it themselves in American Psychologist, psychology is not just a branch of medicine concerned with illness or health. It is much larger. It is about work, education, insight, love, growth, and play. And in this quest for what is best, positive psychology does not rely on wishful thinking, faith, self-deception, fads, or hand-waving. It tries to adapt what is best in the scientific method to the unique problems that human behavior presents to those who wish to understand it in all its complexity. Positive psychology is a new and growing field. I have sifted through hundreds of studies to find the big 7 ways to train your brain to be happy. Many of these studies have been discussed in journals, conference keynotes, and research reports, but I've brought them together for you here. If you do any of these 7 things for 2 straight weeks, you will feel happier. So what are the big 7? Well, I'm going to list them for you first, and then I'll talk about each one in detail. They are 3 walks, the 20-minute replay, random acts of kindness, a complete unplug, hit flow, 2-minute meditations, and 5 gratitudes. Now let's talk about each one briefly. 3 walks. Pennsylvania State researchers reported in the Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology that the more physically active people are, the greater their general feelings of excitement and enthusiasm. Researcher Amanda Hyde reports, "We found that people who are more physically active have more pleasant activated feelings than people who are less active. And we also found that people have more pleasant activated feelings on days when they are more physically active than usual. It doesn't take much. Half an hour of brisk walking 3 times a week improves happiness. The American Psychosomatic Society published a study showing how Michael Babiak and a team of doctors found that 3 30-minute brisk walks or jogs even improve recovery from clinical depression. Yes, clinical depression. Results were stronger than studies using medication or studies using exercise and medication combined. Next is the 20-minute replay. Writing for 20 minutes about a positive experience dramatically improves happiness. Why? Because you actually relive the experience as you're writing it, and then relive it every time you read it. Your brain sends you back. There's no GPS system in your mind. In a University of Texas study called How Do I Love Thee? Let Me Count the Words, researchers Richard Slatcher and James Pennebaker had one member of a couple write about their relationship for 20 minutes, 3 times a day. Compared to the test group, the couple was more likely to engage in intimate dialogue afterward, and the relationship was more likely to last. What does the 20-minute replay do? It helps us remember things we like about people and experiences in our lives. Next up is random acts of kindness. Carrying out 5 random acts of kindness a week dramatically improves your happiness. We don't naturally think about paying for someone's coffee, mowing our neighbor's lawn, or writing a thank you note to our apartment building security guard at Christmas. But Sonia Lubomirsky, author of The How of Happiness, did a study asking Stanford students to perform 5 random acts of kindness over a week. Not surprisingly, they reported much higher happiness levels than the test group. Why? They felt good about themselves. People appreciated them. In his book, Flourish, Professor Martin Seligman says that we scientists have found that doing a kindness produces the single most reliable momentary increase in well-being of any exercise we have tested. Next up is a complete unplug. The richest, happiest, and most productive lives are characterized by the ability to fully engage in the challenge at hand, but also to disengage periodically and seek renewal, say Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz in The Power of Full Engagement. And a Kansas State University study found that complete downtime after work helps us recharge for the next day. Turning your phone off after dinner, not using the internet on vacation. There's a lot more to this, and we're going to chat about it in detail in secret number 6. Hit flow. Get into a groove. Be in the zone. Find your flow. However you characterize it, when you're completely absorbed with what you're doing, it means you're being challenged and demonstrating skill at the same time. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi describes this moment as being completely involved in an activity for its own sake. The ego falls away. Time flies. Every action, movement, and thought follows inevitably from the previous one, like playing jazz. Your whole being is involved, and you're using your skills to the utmost. 2-minute meditations. A research team from Massachusetts General Hospital looked at brain scans of people before and after they participated in a course on mindfulness meditation and published the results in Psychiatry Research. What happened? After the course, parts of the brain associated with compassion and self-awareness grew, while parts associated with stress shrank. Studies report that meditation can permanently rewire your brain to raise levels of happiness. And finally, 5 gratitudes. If you can be happy with simple things, then it will be simple to be happy. Find a book or a journal or start a website and write down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for from the past week. I wrote down 5 a week on 1000awesomethings.com. Some people write in a notebook by their bedside. Back in 2003, researchers Robert Emmons and Michael McCullough ask groups of students to write down 5 gratitudes, 5 hassles, or simply 5 events that happened over the past week for 10 straight weeks. Guess what happened? The students who wrote 5 gratitudes were happier and physically healthier. Charles Dickens put this well. Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. So those are the big 7. You know it's important to be happy first, and those are the 7 ways to get there. Remember, just like driving a car, throwing a football, or doing a headstand, you can learn to be happier.
You just listened to a chapter from The Happiness Equation by Neil Pasricha of 1000awesomethings.com, read to you by Neil Pasricha himself. It's a great book. You should definitely check it out, and I have it linked at oldpodcast.com/happy, so you can go there to take a look. And thank you to Neil for sharing this with us. I really enjoyed that chapter, and I'm looking forward to reading the rest. And if you want to add a +100 to my happiness equation, you can become a patron of the show by contributing any amount you like over at oldpodcast.com. But if you're not in a position financially to do that, you can show your support for free by simply joining my weekly email list. And it's a great way to show that you like what you hear. So to join, you can subscribe through oldpodcast.com, or a quicker way is to text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, and then you'll get some free stuff from me. Plus, you'll be entered to win a free book every month. And that's 104 episodes. Tomorrow is yet another special edition of Optimal Living Daily with a regular author on this show reading her content to you. So that's a little hint. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.